Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in the sixth Mishnah of the seventh Perek in Masachet Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Amud Bet at the very top of the Amud, which will define the parameters of Avodah Zarah vis-a-vis Chiyuv and Ptur. Ha'oved Avodah Zarah, what does it include? Echad Ha'oved, we'll clarify what that means. Echad HaMizabeach, if you slaughter an animal for Avodah Zarah. Echad HaMekater, which both includes burning incense and burning fats of the animal. Vechad HaMenaseich, which means libating both wine, but you'll see it also means Sukkot Adam. Vechad HaMishtachaveh, or if one bows down. We'll see why those four are the classic Avodot. Vechad HaMekablo Alav Leloha, there's another category, which is accepting a god to be one's god. Va'omer lo, or if you're in the presence of the idol and say, Eliata, you are my god. Aval, HaMegapef, VaHaMenaseich, VaHaMechabed, VaHaMarbeit, I'll explain all these. Megapef means to embrace, Menashek to kiss the idol, Mechabed to sweep up in front of the idol, Merabetz, which means to lay down the dust in front of it, Merachetz, wash it, Hasach, anoint it, Malbish, put clothes on it, Manil, put shoes on it, Over Belotase, that's a lav, a volota of dame, but does not carry with it the death penalty. Hanoda bishmo mekayim bishmo, if one takes a neder or a shvuyah, that's what mekayim means, a shvuyah, bishem the Avodah Zarah, Over Belotase, but not culpable. And as a footnote, ha'por atzmo leval pa'or, if one defecates in front of Baal pa'or, zuhi avodata, that is its normal kind of avodah, and therefore you're chayiv, even though that wouldn't be chayiv for something else. Hazorik evan the markulis, if one places a rock in front of the statue of Mercury, then zuhi avodata, that's also its particular kind of avodah. Okay, now, ma'yachad ha'oved, the Gemara immediately asks, what is ha'oved in the beginning of the Mishnah? That's a generic term. This is what it means. Echad oved kedarkav, echad hamizabeach mekater, echad hamaseich hashachaveh afilu shelo kedarkav. Which means, oved means any avodah that you do, which is the normal avodah for that idol, yichayiv. Plus, mizabeach mekater, menaseich mishtachaveh, even if it's not the normal. V'lech shav nami zorek, so why didn't they mention zrikat adam? So marbaya zorek hainu menaseich. He says from the pasuk in Tehillim, balasich niskehem midam, the nesach can also refer to libating blood, not just wine. So Zrikat Adam is included. Okay, Minhanimili, how do we know that these four are the Avodot? The Tan Rabbanan. Ilu Namar Zoveach Yochoram. Look at Pasuk number 2 on the page. If it had just said, if you slaughter, you'll die. Ra'iti Omer Mizoveach Kodesh Machutz HaKadosh Medaber. Maybe that's just talking about bringing a korban to Hashem outside of the Mikdash. Tamalomar LeElohim. Therefore it says Zoveach La Elohim Yochoram. It's talking about Avodah Zarah. So all I know is that if you slaughter an animal for Avodah Zarah, you're chayiv mita. How do I know these other Avodot are? By the way, bowing we know from Parshat Shoftim. We'll see that in a minute. Talmud Lomar, Bilti L'Adonai Levado. Therefore it says, Zoveach L'Elohim Yochoram, Bilti L'Adonai Levado. It's only for God. Meaning, Rikain HaAvodot Kulam L'Shem HaMiyuchad. Hashem, the Torah, put all of the Avodot only to Hashem. Why? Here's what happens. Zvicha is part of the group of avodot pnim, of worship acts that we do for Hashem, which are zvicha, zrika, and zrika and kitur. So those are the three basic things that we do for Hashem in korbanot. Therefore, all of them now become part of the group, and zoveach is mentioned explicitly. What's the rule called? Something that is part of a group and is mentioned is singled out and exclusively is singled out in order to teach about the whole group. So, how do I know that I should include bowing, which is not part of avodat korbanot? It says, if you hear that somebody went and worshipped other gods and bowed to them, and what's the next pasuk say? You give them skila. Now, onesh shamanu azharminayin. Where's the azhara for shtachava'a? Tamalomar v'kilot shtachava'a la'alacher. Pasuk very clearly in Parshat Ki Tisa says you can't bow to another god. I might think to include all those other things. In chiyuv mita, those other forms of adoration. Tamalomar zevach. Therefore, the Torah says zoveach. Zvicha b'chlalaita. V'lameyatza. Why was zvicha singled out? Hakisha Lev Lomar Lacha, to use it as an example, tell you. Ma Zvicha Miuchad Shi Avodat Pnim V'chevin Olam Mita. So what do we know about Zvicha? It's Avodat Pnim, Avodat that's done for Hashem, and Yuchayv Mita if you do it for all Avodah Zarah. Kol she avodat pnim chayiv ala mita. So everything that's avodat pnim, yatsa ishtachava al idon matzma. Ishtachava has to be dealt with separately because it's not avodat pnim. Yatsa zvicha idon al kalkulo, and zvicha is singled out to teach you about the whole group. All right, now Amar Mar Haiti remember zoveach kod shimachutza katum edaber. We started this brayta with a havamina that zoveach yocharam is a reference to shchutei chutz. Zoveach kod shimachutz karet to the Torah says that's karet. That's in parshat remote. So maybe it means if there's no hatra that's koreit, and if there is hatra it's skila. So kamash balan. Therefore, it teaches us it's about avodah zara, not about shkutei chutz. Let's try this. Let's say that avodot are in the general rule, and heshtachava is mentioned specifically, and it's singled out for what purpose? To tell you that any avodah which is kavod, whether we do it for Hashem or not, is tochayev for avodah zara, which would change everything, which would mean that embracing and putting his shoes on, everything on yachayim mitzvah for, even if it's not kedarka. But if that's the case, then I would turn around and say, what do I need the pasuk zoveach lalim yachoram if yishtachavah is teaching me everything? The answer is legufe. I need it for itself. T'machashvin mi avodah l'avodah. Which is that the intent that you have at one avodah reflects back to another avodah that was done without wrong intent. As follows, Deitmar, Hashochet Behem Alizoktam Alavodazar, you did Shechita of an animal without any special Machshava, but you did it with intent to be Zorek at Adam Lavodazara, Ulaktir Chabal Lavodazara, to Haktar Lavodazara, and you didn't yet do those things. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur, Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is Asur Bahana. We don't say anything about whether the guy's Chayiv. For Shlokish Amar Muter, Shlokish says it's Mutar Bahana. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yochanan, who learned Machash from Niavod Lavora from Pigul, which we see in Masachet Chulin, therefore applies it here. So according to him, the Pasuk Zov Zoveach is really an extra Pasuk, and it has to be learned for Avodah Zorah things, so we can't entertain Ishtachavah. But according to Resh Lakish, he needs Zoveach to teach Machash from Niavod Lavora because he doesn't get it from Pigul, and therefore he might say Ishtachavah is the one to singled out. So Hanichal Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan, we're good. Rishlokish Baikra, Rishlokish needs the pasuk. So Matkif La Papa, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Baikra, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't need Zoveach. Adkan Lokas Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Behema, he just said the animals are Asur. Well, Gavra Lo Baktalahu, but we don't know that the person is Chayiv Misa. Atakra Lachiv, Gavra Laktalah, the pasuk Zoveach, Lo Mechram comes to say is Chayiv Mita. And by the way, Matkif La Chabredu Avika, Rishlokish Mi Baikra, Kon Rishlokish, Who says he doesn't need the pasuk? Zoveach. Sorry, who says he does need the pasuk? Ad kan lo kashar resh lakish al behemah. He just says the animal's mutar. V'gavar bark talahu. He says the person's chayav mita. Midi da havi mishtachav elahar. Just like bowing to a mountain. Har mutar v'odah v'sayif. You worship a mountain, you're chayav mita for avodah zarah. The mountain doesn't change. Same thing, the animal, just because it's mutar bana doesn't mean you're off the hook. So zoveach is used for that. So maybe he doesn't need the pasuk. Which means we haven't really gained anything from Yochanan resh lakish. According to this question, Abai was asked, maybe Ishtachava is the guiding principle. So, the pasuk that says, when you come to this land and you see the people and you say, how could they do this kind of worship? I'm going to do the same thing. Which teaches us that if you do anything that's kedarka, that you're chayav. So, that's excluding, as far as we're concerned, that's excluding worship things that are like embracing, etc., that are kavod, but are not the normal way. But according to this approach, everything that's kavod would be the normal way. It would be included. And so Echayavdu is not teaching anything. You might think that that's there to exclude doing something disgusting to an idol that doesn't accept it. So Mishtachava Nafka, that we would already learn from Mishtachava, which is Mishtachava Derech Kavod, just like bowing is a form of adoration of Kol Derech Kavod. And therefore, or Kibud, therefore, Poer would always be out. Alam Ute Poer Tzmolo Markelis, what it would be coming to do is to knock out Poer to mark Mercury. Why? Since the worship of Mercury is in any case degrading, putting a stone in front of him, Av Kol Bizayon, therefore I might think that any Bizayon is okay. So Kamash Malan, Echayavdu, it has to be Kedarka. Even if it's normally degraded, it can only be the degradation that it normally gets. So Elahadam, Rabbi Lazar, if that's the case, Rabbi Lazar says, how do I know that if you slaughter an animal for Mercury, that you're Chayav, They should no longer bring korbanot to their demons. If I don't need that for bringing it when that is the normal derech, because that's based on yecheyavdu, so the shalokadarka mishtachava nafka, then why would Rabbi Elazar need that pasuk? He would learn it from mishtachava. Think about this. If it's shalokadarka, if it's kadarka, then that's easy, obviously, yechayav. That I got from yechayavdu. If it's shalokadarka, I got it from mishtachava. Why does he need this pasuk? The answer is, provisionally, hatam is ovech lahachis. Maybe it's talking about a case where you're bringing the korban and you're not bringing it. It's not a form of degradation, obviously. It's not the normal way it's worshipped, but you're not bringing it in order to worship the God. You're doing it in order to tick off the Beit Din or to tick off your parents or something else. You got some other kind of motive. Okay. Now, Rav Hamnuna Irkusule Tori. By the way, that really ended up defeating this question and saying that Yishtachava cannot be the principle. We have to go back to Zoveach. Rav Hamnuna Irkusule Tori. We hear a story that Rav Hamnuna lost his oxen, so he was looking for them. Paga be Rabba. Rabba bumped into him. Ramale matnita na dadi. And Rabba challenged him and said, I've got a challenge between two mishnayot. See if you can answer it. Chance meeting. Tanana oved avodah zarah. Our mishnah says, oved in omer lo. It's only if you actually do worship. Vana tanan, but in the seventh mishnah of this parak, sorry, the ninth, later on in the parak, the ninth mishnah, it says, ha omer, this is in the context of mesid. If a guy says, come, let's worship, and a fellow says, ha omer, avod, I will, elech avod, I'll go and worship, and elech avod, let's go worship, you're chayiv. So even by just agreeing to do it without doing anything, you're chayiv. So Amarle, so Rav Hamnuna answered, Ba'omer eini mekablo alai ela ba'avodah. He said, oh, it's talking about a case where the guy says, our mishnah is talking about a case where he says, I only accept this God when I worship him. So in other words, it's accepting the God that's a mechayiv. When you say, I accept him as a God, you're chayiv. And our mishnah is talking about a case where you said, I'm only becoming a loyalist to this God by worship. It's a very strange kind of setup for our entire mishnah. Rav Yosef from our Tanai Shakot Malma, Rav Yosef heard this, said, what are you erasing all the Tanoim from the world? Meaning there's a machloka Tanoim about this, and the simple solution is that our Mishnah and the later Mishnah are two different Tanoim. Tanoihi, Tatanya HaOmer Bo V'Ivduni. If a guy says, come worship me. Rav Meir Mechayiv, Rav Meir says, you're already Chayiv. For Rabbi Yehuda, Poter. Rabbi Yehuda says, the fellow said that is Patur. So it seems to be that Rav Meir says that speech alone is enough, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Now, hecha de paul chu kulem lo pligi. Obviously, if they come and worship your chayiv right away, that's obvious. Dichtiv lo tshiselach hafesel. You shall not make for yourself a pesel. The drush is, you should not make yourself into a pesel. Ki pligi b'dibur ba'alma. The machloket is just when you said that. Rav Meir sover dibur b'meltahui. Rav Meir says dibur is something, and therefore he'd be the author of the last Mishnah. Rav Yehuda savar dibur la melti. Rav Yehuda says, no, dibur is not significant enough. He'd be the author of our Mishnah. Hada Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef then said, la melti dami. What I said was wrong. He said, even Dibur alone is enough. Because Rabbi Yehuda himself says, he subscribes to the last Mishnah. So that doesn't work. Now, so Mike and Mipalgi, so what's their machloket about? If Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir agree that Dibur is enough, what's their machloket about Bo Aviv Duni? But Mesit La'atzmo, when you're trying to get people to worship you, Va'amri Le'in, and they said, okay, Kamipalgi, just how do we interpret it? Marsa Ramesid Latsmo Shamila Rameir says people will listen to such a thing. Ve'in the Kamrile Kushti, when they say yes, they're really saying yes. Marsa Ramesid Latsmo Shamile. Rabbi Yehuda says nobody listen to such a thing. May Maramri Mashna Inu Ihu Minan Didan. And they say, why are you any different than us? Why should we worship you? Ve'in the Kamri Chuchiale. And when they say yes, they're just laughing at you. They're making fun of you. Umanitin, what do we do with our Mishnah? Now, I left it deliberately vague in the layout because there's two different gersot here, which are opposites with opposite reasoning. I'll read it the way we have in our Gemara. It depends whether it's an individual who's being seduced or being inspired or instigated to worship or a group. The way it reads here is yachid lo mimlech. An individual just goes, and therefore the minute he says elech, he's done. Betoy batrei. Rabim, but if you have a lot of people, mimlechi velo ta'u batrei, they'll take counsel, and they're not following him, so they're only chayiv when they actually do the worship. The flip on that is the opposite girsa. Yachid mimlach, that an individual, he'll stop and think about it. Rabim lo mimlechi. They won't. That's the group mentality, the herd mentality, they'll all go worship. All right, either way, that's one answer. Rav Yosef, that's Rav Yosef's fixed answer. How can I prove to you that that's the case? What are we told about a Macy? Don't desire to go after him and don't listen to him. Implying the minute you listen to him, Michayev. Which means the minute you agree to go after him, Michayev already without doing any worship. That's the last Mishnah. So, Eithri Abaya challenges his Mishani ben Nisa to Rav and Nisa to Yachid. Since when do we distinguish between a group following or an individual following? Vahatanyo, the Breita says, Ki sitchachi chaveni mecha, the pasuk that introduces Meisit, Echad Yachid anisat v'chad Rabbi menisatim. It doesn't matter whether it's an individual or a group. And the Torah distinguished between an individual from a group, meaning Irani Dachat, and a group from the individual for one purpose. Yachid Michlal Rabim, how is the individual different? Lachmir al Gufo, to give him a worse punishment, Skila. Well, Akel Mamono, but to be easier with his money that it's not destroyed, as opposed to Irani Dachat. Yachid Lachel Gufam, Lachmir al Mamono, the flip. Now, Bahamilta Udashani, Rabbi says from that bright that we see it's the only difference. Is the punishment you get and what happens to your estate. But not, b'chol mili, as far as when you're chayev, gedadininu. Rabim and Yachid are all the same. So Elam Abayi says very simply, kan benisat mipiatzmo. Our Mishnah is talking about when you convince yourself to avodah zarah. That's only when you actually worship. There's no yes that you're saying. Kan benisat piacherim. On the later Mishnah is when somebody else seduces you. Then when you say yes, that's it. Piatzmo mimlach. You made your own decision. Piacherim gar batrayu. When it's somebody else, you're following him. Rabbi Menami, I'll prove it to you. Dichtiv lo tovelo lo tishmaylav. Halav shemachayav. Same proof as Rabbi Yosef, proving that the minute you agree to hasata, you're chayav. Rav Amar idiv idiv nisat piacherim. Rav says both our Mishnah and the later Mishnah are when you're following somebody else, and he's not concerned with Yochanan Rabbim. Had Amar leikach ochel erkach shotakach mitivakach miva. In the later Mishnah, it's when he gives you a whole theological lesson. Have you heard about our God? This is what he does. This is what she does. This is what they do. Etc. And our Mishnah is saying, well, he doesn't give you that, just says, let's go worship, so you're only chayv when you worship. It's a very straight, interesting split. So I'll prove to you that that's the case. If you're seduced to follow me, the gods that are close to you or far away. Why would the Torah distinguish between, talk about close and far? Who cares if the gods are far away or close? Either way, it's avodah zarah. So this is what the Torah is saying. And the Parsha Meisit, we're alluding to the idea that he's telling you, just like you know about the local gods, that's what these new ones that I'm bringing you are like. So he's teaching you about them. So my love to Amar he's telling you, this is how it eats, it drinks, that's how it does good, that does bad. Shvamina, so you see that that's the premise of Meisit, is that he's giving you indoctrination. And then you're chayv when you say yes. When he just says, let's go worship, and you say yes, you're only chayiv when you actually worship. Ravashi Amar Seifa Yisrael Meshumad. Ravashi gives a very simple answer that the Seifa is talking about a very quick answer. He's talking about an apostate Jew. He's already an apostate. The minute he says yes, he's gone. Whereas a guy who's a Jew, he's just about to make a mistake. We don't consider him gone until he actually does the avoda. It's a very difficult answer. Ravina Marlozu Azuktani. Ravina gives a very simple answer, which is that Mishnah Vav, is setting up one parameter. And the later Mishnah is saying, not only that, but even if you only agree to do it. So in other words, in our Mishnah, it's saying, this is what the framework of Avodah is. And later Mishnah says, and by the way, not only that, but even if you just say, Lech V'Avod, you're also Chayiv. There's no distinction between deciding on your own, following anybody else, Yachid Rabim, who you are, Meshumad, not Meshumad, knowing the theology, not knowing the theology, Yechayiv in all of the cases equally. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with a fascinating dispute between Abai and Rava about Avodah Zorah for the wrong motivation, for a different motivation of Avayira, whether Yechayiv or Pater. And in the meantime, I wish everybody a wonderful day.